Former American Marine dead in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, believed to be the first American to die fighting there.
22-year-old Marine veteran Willie Joseph Cancel died fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. The Marine's wife said he came here to Ukraine wanting to help people. He had always felt that was his main mission in life. She said, quote, "My husband was very brave and a hero."
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine reports Cancel leaves behind a widow and their 7-month-old son. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Ukraine yesterday.
The war is an absurdity in the 21st century. The war is evil.
After meeting with President Zelensky, Guterres said the UN didn't do enough to stop the Russian invasion. President Biden is asking Congress to approve a $33 billion package of aid for Ukraine, and the House has passed a revision to the Lend-Lease Act, first enacted in 1941 to help the British in World War II, this to make it easier to send weapons to Ukraine. More calls from Republicans for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over his handling of the southern border. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck in yesterday's congressional hearing.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They believe you're a traitor.
Mayorkas called the request offensive and defended border policy. Today, President Biden will meet online with Mexico's President Lopez Obrador to discuss the border and economic issues. The White House downplaying Thursday's report on the economy. The gross domestic product fell 1.4% in the first quarter. Economists had predicted a slight growth in the economy. President Biden insisting there is growth.
We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products.
America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden administration announcing a controversial new federal panel.
On the heels of Elon Musk's promise to even the playing field for all, the White House announcing a new board to fight disinformation. And Republicans are not pleased. The board will fall under the Department of Homeland Security and will be run by Nina Jankowicz, who dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop story and questioned Musk's Twitter takeover. The White House pledging its full support. But Republicans coming out swinging against the Biden administration, appointing someone who is so clearly partisan to lead a government board in charge of deciding what we can and can't say.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, a new lawsuit is accusing the U.S. Army of violating veterans' rights and its own regulations by refusing to give soldiers with alcohol and drug problems honorable discharges so they can qualify for federal benefits. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign a bill passed by state lawmakers yesterday to ban most abortions in Oklahoma after 6 weeks gestation. It's patterned after a similar law in Texas. In Kansas, lawmakers are moving to end the state sales tax on groceries, which at 6.5% is the second highest in the country. Premier of the British Virgin Islands has been arrested in Florida in what the feds say was a drug smuggling operation.
Premier Andrew Alturo Foy was arrested at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport. The U.S. DEA charging him with conspiracy to import cocaine and launder money. Foy and another British VI official were at the airport to meet up with who they thought were Mexican drug traffickers. According to court documents, they were led to believe they were going to see a shipment of $700,000 in exchange for helping smuggle cocaine from Colombia to the U.S. Those traffickers were actually DEA agents.
Fox's Jill Nato. After a big day on Wall Street yesterday, early morning Dow futures are trading lower, down about 50 points. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.